Welcome to Floating NFT Podcast. My name is Shouwen.
And I'm Noah.
Hi.
Hi, Shouwen.
Well, I'm saying hi to the other people.
Oh, hi, other people.
Yeah, okay, so awkward now. today, we are drinking a light charcoal rose Dongding. And then it's different from our usual lineup of charcoal roast Dongding from Mr. Zhan. This tea is from Mr. Zhan, though. We actually got this tea together with charcoal roast Dongding in August while we were there. And I actually lost memory that I actually acquired this tea. And then after the tea arrived, it took a long time to arrive, remember? And I didn't get around to sort out all the teas. And I also lost memory that I actually missed in the shop. And so about last week, I told Noah, because he was bringing this tea, I said, oh, shoot, we have this tea. We should put it on the, we should put it on the website. As many of you guys know me, I'm not super organized with what tea we actually have in the shop sometimes. Okay, go ahead.
We're going to get right into it because we already brewed the tea. Sean already brewed the tea before I even pressed record. So we have a cup of hot tea in front of our faces right now. It's most kind of buttery. The broth is almost like a light yellow. What'd you call that?
Light yellow.
Yeah, it's a light yellow color.
It's actually a small hint of brown, like roasted tea, kind of a feeling. Yeah, smell is... I'm very bad on smell when the tea is buttery or not, by the way. So normally, you don't hear me describing smelling high mountain oolong, you know, which is normally smell very buttery. I normally taste it in the broth rather than smell it in the liquid, in a scent. And so this tea smell, you know, more fragrant than our charcoal roast Dongding and smell lighter and smell a little bit of that typical, almost like roasted barley kind of a taste for me, a smell for me. I'm kind of confused with taste and smell today. And the broth is, it's very soft. It's very... soft,
really, really soft, and a little oily.
Yeah, yeah, and I guess that's the maybe that buttery feeling that you guys are talking about. But so last week I mentioned last week Noah brewed this tea, right? And the overall feeling that day on the session was really relaxing. And so for a Dongding like this relaxing. It's very new to me. Dongding is always, you know, very strong and full of drama to me. And today, at least this first infusion, it feels very calm and very quiet. And the liquid is very soft and oily. And the smell in the empty cup is very easy, very relaxed. Overall, really have a really relaxing feeling.
Feels really good.
Yeah, it feels good. So in a way, I couldn't help to wonder. Seriously, I didn't remember I bought this tea. But so it made me wonder if it is Mr. Zhan or is the bigger universe sending me this tea. Because remember, if you guys keep listening to our podcast or you come in to drink tea with me, I have difficulty learning a little bit more trouble and challenging from learning from softer and quieter teas. Like our La La San Hong Shui, for example. I love that tea, and yet it's a tea that in a way first opened the door for me to learn tea from a quieter style teas. And because I like dramatic kind of teas. And for Dongding, this is not as dramatic. So I wonder if, you know, when they were packing my tea, and Mr. Dan saw this specific charcoal roast donkey and said, "Hey, throw some in a box for that crazy woman in Seattle."
I was there too. I don't remember
this
tea even a little bit. I don't remember this tea at all. I don't remember we drank this tea. And I certainly don't remember we chose to purchase this tea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So very interesting, huh? And then they normally don't do things like that. Just like, oh yeah, force them to buy something.
Some other farmers kind of do, but they don't. Yeah. They don't do that.
They don't do that. They just like whatever you like, you taste, you choose, and just buy whatever you like. You know. So very interesting. Very interesting turnout, and I'm actually quite happy and grateful for the accidental turnout. Like this tea kind of just show up in a box. And let's see what second infusion will bring.
The scent is more expanding now.
Maybe the tea opens more. Also, second infusion, I put in a little bit more focus. Mm-hmm. First infusion, my mind was thinking about, you know, the podcast, about what I wanted to say, to be honest with you. And so I was not as focused on the tea brewing. And this one, I make a commitment, like, don't think about what I want to say. Just brew the tea, you know. And maybe that's it. I don't know. Smell like soup.
Brothy.
Brothy.
Yeah.
But without, like, you know, either the meat or the vegetables or anything. It smells like a broth to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just took a sip and straight into my stomach, but without that strong aggression or strong presence. I won't call those teas to have aggression. Even some of the tea has a strong presence that they go into the stomach right away. This one has that route, and the liquid have that power, and yet that everything about it is just really soft. Yeah. And so I call this soft power. And I am trying to learn from soft power, including my tea and my Tai Chi practice, actually. So seriously, really grateful for this tea to show up without me asking for it.
It does. It reaches far, but it reaches very softly.
Mm-hmm. I'm very happy with this tea.
Mm-hmm. The smell at the bottom of the cup is really beautiful.
The title of this tea, Mr. John called it Spring Fragrance, and we are trying to see what we want to name this tea when we put it on our website, because we do have a Dongding fragrance and more using the high mountain oolong, typical high mountain oolong making technique. And this one is on the lighter side and yet have some charcoal fire into it on the lighter side as well. And we have our typical three roast charcoal roast Dongding. And so we try to think of a name, and we do really sense a huge calming and relaxation from this tea. That softness from this tea is beautiful and is exquisite. And the scent is more on the, I guess, do you call this flower?
Yeah, I can't decide if I would think of it as a flower or not.
Fruity.
But somewhere in between there.
In between, yeah.
Leaning towards floral scent, like on the lighter side, right?
But not that typical high mountain oolong flowery that kind of a feeling. Because it's, after all, it's your Dongding that carried that fruit. And currently Seattle is, when we are recording this, it's snowing and it's quite beautiful. And just feel very blessed to have a good tea in this with this beautiful view outside.
Yeah
And it's we don't see a lot of snow here, and then it's and now the snow is more like, it's bigger,
like big flakes are coming down right now. It's very pretty.
Yeah,
the trees are covered in snow,
but I guess the city will shut down in about 2 hours, so let's do this quick. We are not prepared for we are not prepared for snow
here. If it comes down like this for another couple hours or for the rest of the day, then the city's gonna shut down. I was gonna say, the tea reminds me of that feeling when you're a kid and it's summer break and you're like sitting under a tree somewhere and you have nothing to think about, just hanging out there, and it's really calm and you can feel the wind go by. That kind of calm feeling.
Wow. I guess this slow infusion, I can smell a little bit of butter. And the scent is so, I don't know, can you call a scent relaxed?
Yeah, it's like, yeah. I mean,
it's really relaxed.
If you really feel what it's doing in the nose, it's like, it does spread actually pretty far. But it does it very...
More like not coming up, it's like more, how do you call it?
Horizontal. Yeah.
Horizontal style of spraying into a... After it enter the nostril.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think of more of like a breeze wafting rather than a wind blowing.
And the liquid is still so soft and yet not boring. It carry a very consistent presence throughout the whole body and pretty quick, but not like, strong. Look at my energy. Okay, that's my acting a little bit. I actually have another dream that maybe someday I want to become an actress. I'm not sure if it's too late to develop this kind of career, but I think acting is kind of fun, but I have a little bit of stage fright. Okay, I'm out of the content now, and then Noah is like, okay, point to the cup, like, talk about the tea please.
Yeah, it spreads really far. It just spreads really gently.
Yeah, but soft, in a really soft presence. And it's layer. Because some of the soft teas, that more soft in the mouth, and then that's about it. And this Dong Ding is soft in the sense, soft in the mouth, and soft in the body. Mm. And use your imagination what soft in the body means. It's really intriguing, really fun. And, you know, it's still at the same time talk about, you know, it remind me of myself is I still longing for a big dramatic tea. And yet at the same time really appreciate this softness. But the craving part is like longing for that big presence. Here you go. I'm a Dong Ding. Boom.
Well, if you ask me, is this a big tea? I think I might say yes. It does feel... It feels
expansive. Actually big, yeah. But in a really soft spring way. Just like Noah said, it's a breeze, not a strong typhoon.
Yeah. Which both can be very beautiful in their own way.
Yeah.
I remember we were on a walk at a park in Seattle called Discovery Park. Down, looks out over the Puget Sound, the big body of water, and there's a lighthouse. So there's like a... There's a moment when you go from one side of the lighthouse to the other side of the lighthouse, and the wind that is blowing through one bay isn't necessarily blowing as hard through the second bay. And the feeling on both sides is actually quite beautiful, but in a very different way.
True.
One bay, the breeze is you can see that it's blowing through, but the birds are easily flying around. The water is moving, but not super hard. But you can see out really far. It's very pretty looking. And on the other side, the waves are much bigger. There's a little bit of whitehead on the top of the waves, and it feels more powerful, almost like you imagine Zeus is very like thunderous.
Mm.
But both are big, right?
Yeah, both are big in their own way. Yeah, yeah. So this tea feels like a quieter, consistent wave or wind or energy or whatever you want to call it, it's just coming at you. There's a beauty, there's a lot of beauty, like quieter beauty too. You know, it's not like you are just like you say, you're not standing at the tip of somewhere and then looking at the typhoon blowing and that kind of big dramatic beauty, and it's kind of just like, wow, summertime. It's pretty good. kind of a beauty. It actually, this tea heavily remind me of when I was filming the miniature Dong Ding documentary. I asked what Mr. Zhan think about Dong Ding tea, and he told me about a concept in Chinese philosophy thinking, Zhong Yong, which I couldn't. When he said that, I said, oh, and then I went home and thought about it. I said, how do you even explain that two words? And I couldn't actually find a way to talk about it. But he did say, Dong Ding tea make him think about the people on Dongding Mountain is in the afternoon after they did their tea work and they ate and then they were just taking a break.
Mm.
He said Dongding tea feels like that.
Mm.
And I think this will be an excellent example. Because normally what I see in Dongding tea is more like, nobody's taking a break. Everybody's working very hard.
Yeah, hardworking people.
Yeah, hardworking people. Which Dongding people are taking a break in a Dongding tea presentation? I couldn't see, you know. And then this tea seriously made me think about people just maybe like sitting under a tree and then possibly have a cup of tea, chatting, and taking a break from their work and from their lunch.
Yeah.
And there is a little bit breeze. Yeah, this is the first time I ever felt Dongding this way.
Yeah.
Like that choir harmony. There's a huge harmony in this tea. And I don't know how to explain that. You guys will have to experience this tea to know the harmony. It's not even like, oh, the breath. You remember sometimes I talk about the breath and it's balanced.
Mm.
This tea bring a harmony feeling. Yeah, super intriguing. The more I drink, first when I drank this tea, I said, oh, the lighter Dongding. I mean, it's a good tea. It's excellent tea. But once again, maybe more like the Lala San Hong Shui. Excellent tea, but not a tea like, oh, I said, oh, I go crazy. But the more I drink it, and the more I'm really intrigued with this style of teas.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, seriously, really happy that somehow they decide to include this tea into our box.
I'm really curious about how that happened. Also, when I went there, I had the intention of picking up a really nice, lighter, fragrant tea to bring back.
Yeah.
Not necessarily that it was Dongding or Ali San or anywhere else. Just, I had the intention of bringing back a fragrant, lightly oxidized, lightly roasted tea to show people what is possible with that style of tea,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but done in a more complete way.
Mm-hmm. And this tea somehow this tea also show up.
Yeah, yeah.
And even for that so-called light Dongding, it's last many infusions. I mean, this one is fifth one now? Maybe fifth infusion and still have very solid tea taste and the presence is still there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so anyway, on our website, this tea, when we list it, at least the title will have light charcoal Dongding. We can do a slash of what we want to maybe name the tea with a separate title.
Yeah, whatever we end up calling it, I mean, it's a charcoal roasted Dongding and it's going to be in the section of, what did I call those? Special reserve teas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because we only have like a pound and a half of this tea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so very limited supply on this tea. I don't know how they also decide how much they want to send out.
Yeah. Well, probably they thought, if we send too much, then they'll be like, why did you send us this tea that we didn't order?
Yeah.
Roasting is really like rearranging a tea.
Yeah.
Roasting is like you can take a tea that has something that, I mean, it has whatever it has, and then
re-line up.
Yeah,
what they want to show.
Make everything more clear, and then the kind of the parts that are maybe off to the side or
bring them back into
the center, so that it feels more focused
and more, in a way, more complexity.
Because
if you can re-line them, you can re-line them in a different format.
Yeah,
that you want it to be. And
I think tasting a tea like this that's roasted, but the roast is not a very clear taste.
Mm-hmm.
If I tasted this tea, I wouldn't say I can feel like, oh, it tastes like burnt marshmallow or like or caramelized sugar or whatever. It doesn't feel roasty.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it's roasted because I can feel the effect that that fire has on a tea.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty incredible to just see a tea like this and then see how it doesn't necessarily change the flavor. It just kind of takes the parts, all the parts, and rearranges them in a very beautiful way.
Okay, I'm speechless with how much I enjoy talking. I'm speechless right now. Mm. I'm so grateful that they send this tea. And so if I want to have a theme that I want for today's session, I will say, you know, enjoy the beauty of your tea and enjoy the beauty of your life. Enjoy the beauty of self-power. Enjoy the beauty of connection. Life, after all, it's pretty good. And I think we should close the session. Thank you for listening. Yeah, that's it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for connecting with us through our voice. Happy tea drinking. We'll see you on Monday.
Bye-bye. Bye.